Moonbase Theta out, a Monkey Man Productions podcast. Season 4, Episode 7, On the Same Page. Issued by Sinopec Corporate Security, indicates that the leaked documents did originate from a server within the now-defunct Rio Sao Paulo enclave. This would cast suspicion on persons within the consortium. The two megas have a long history of competition. However, consortium management noted in their reply that the date of the leak is weeks after they'd withdrawn from the enclave, including the removal of all hardware and networking capability. As the site has now been designated a microplastics neutralization facility, it is unlikely that further investigations will be fruitful. One final story before our traditional good night and good news. If you've been missing Barnett Bell for the last few broadcasts, tonight, she's back. Back on location, that is, reporting from Joko on the return of some very special little robot friends. Barnett?
That's absolutely right. I'm live from Joku with a story that's got the entire prefecture buzzing. It's the return of the nanobees. You can probably hear the satisfied humming in the field behind me as they return to work providing the necessary pollination.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Just a minute. They might have changed the code. Guys! Hello? Did I miss an update?
I think I can... there we go.
Okay. That's the design lab. It doesn't look like much unless you're jacked in, but you'll like this better. Steven's office looks right over the assembly floor. This is where I bring people and I do the, you know, the ta-da thing. Like, welcome to Jabal Hamza! Ta-da! Ba-ba-ba-ba!
Yeah, right. Wait, he's got ice in here?
It's so much bigger than the other space.
Well, Patrick was never really designed right. This has been a rocket assembly and launch facility since the middle of the 20th century. Right now you've got to use your imagination, but...
It's really impressive.
Right? I wish Payload could see this. And this is just the northern complex. Wait until you see...
Is Steven on his way?
Of course he's on his way. I'll just check on him. Steven, please come to your office, now.
Why does he get ice?
Nashua.
Yes, Ilio?
It is impressive. This place, all the work here. But why the moon? I know why the Megas want the moon. And I think the technos just wanted to prove they could get there. But why is the moon worth this for you?
See? She gets it. كله على الفاضي.
مش حيبقي على الفاضي لو قدرنا نتواصل معاهم. Why the moon?
Why the moon? Why the sky? Why the earth? Why do we do anything that we're doing?
All good questions. I'm going to get another drink.
I found Steven!
Hi.
No four-legged friends today. I guess they couldn't be. If you ask why the moon, you might as well ask, why knowledge? Why exploration? Why even look at the stars?
Why make speeches?
We're in a tight place. I know that. But reaching beyond where we are now, that's what keeps us from being squeezed dry. That's why places like this were created.
And to fight bigger wars.
But we can change that. People left these things lying here. The rockets? The moon bases. We can put them to a new purpose. It's like that plan Elena is working on.
Ugh.
Renewal out of a dry and dusty place. That's what we need to keep going.
Yeah, what he said.
That's easy to say from an office like this, with your music and your ice.
My ice?
That's lovely, Stephen. And I know it's true for you. I just don't...
We do have other reasons. As Stephen said, we're in a tight place, and the corporations just keep squeezing. We need more options and more allies. The moon could be a source for both, if we can connect with them in time.
That's what we're working on. The moon might not be the answer to everything, but it's a start.
It's a distraction.
We could trade supplies, personnel, like we have with Nima in Palestine.
You won't catch me on your rocket.
If they're getting things started again, we could be a part of that.
Which is what I'm here for today. That and giving Elio a tour.
I was the one giving the tour.
Right now, our plans depend as much on talking to the moon as getting there. I need an update on what's happening with the satellite network.
Right, right. I was going to talk to you anyway. We're in.
You're what?
We hacked the system.
We're in?
One satellite. We're into one satellite, which is, I admit, obscured periodically.
It is geostationary, but we don't have the best angle.
But it's a start. It's a foothold. We can start working our way through the architecture. We can track other objects within the network. That's important, since we want to reach base data in particular. So, we're on our way.
Can you use it to communicate here on Earth?
I don't know. That would be complicated. We'd have to...
Haven't you even tried?
I think what Nima's asking is...
He knows what I'm asking.
We won't have access again for another 20...
Bahkish ma'ak. You have to try. If you can't get me back... At least let me talk to them.
It's not that easy.
You have to allow them some time.
More time. Again?
Nima, maybe we could go downstairs and visit Elena. You said we'd be able to see Elena's work. We've all wondered what she's up to.
That sounds like an excellent idea. Stephen and I have a lot to talk about.
I'm sure you do.
I'll take you, Elio. It's all part of the tour.
I need to know all the details. Remember, we've got people underground on those bases.
Aren't they all underground?
We've got to take the big elevator. We can't keep them all in service.
Are you sure this one's in service?
Of course! And I know the right code for this one. I don't work down here, but sometimes they let me help with the test runs. I used to be a robot fighter.
Elena's not working on fighting bots.
I don't think so. It's down this way. The side that's, got the lights on.
The sign says fuel storage.
We don't really have any fuel right now, and the tanks are useful for the hydrostatic tests.
We're not staying long, okay? I've got other things to do.
We've got to get better results. results. We've got accuracy, but not repeatability. Half the problem is the dampening effect.
Elena! Mix Elena DeSoto, you have visitors.
Ilio? Is that... Ilio, hi! Just a minute. Stay right there. All physical units to standby mode. Keep running the simulations. Okay, it's safe. Nobody told me you were coming down. Or, they might have. I get pretty far inside my head down here. Nema. It's been a while.
I don't have a lot of time to visit research facilities.
They wouldn't let me bring Cass and Paul. But they miss you too.
They miss those girls. And you. But I've been busy with good things.
We are too. Most of our people have found places. I keep tabs on everyone and check in.
And now it's my turn? They'd be really proud of you.
I'm trying.
Well, I guess if you don't need me...
I'll keep everyone out of trouble.
Okay. If you don't need anything, okay.
I thought these things were on standby.
They shift a little on their own sometimes, adjusting for stress.
I can imagine.
So, what are you doing down here? All anyone knows is that it's maybe something structural and probably not robot fighting. It's got to be important if you're working so hard.
No robot fighting. Not unless they misbehave. I've been introducing some new procedures, using these maintenance and construction units. They're pretty adaptable by design, and I've had some ideas on how to keep adapting them. Neshwa's had a few requests too, so I've thrown myself into things. There's a lot happening here.
Steven said they could be talking to the moon before long.
I've heard. I'm not involved in that much, though I'm still part of the plan. Always. This stuff has kept me pretty busy.
It's busier everywhere now.
You should see it at the front. You might remember.
I know I look up sometimes at the end of a busy day, and I realize I haven't had a single minute for myself. Or for the girls.
I'm sure you have lots of volunteers to take them for playdates.
Moody Sarah always said that rest is as important as work. And keeping up your connections with the people around you.
You really did come down here with a purpose, didn't you? I'm okay, I promise. I'm working hard, but I get lots of exercise with the bots. And Neshwa comes down sometimes. We listen to music. Do you want some music? It makes a big difference. Playlist 13? You like this? Nema, I know you're big into music.
What do you mean by that?
It's a little bit loud.
Right. Reduce volume to 25.
I don't mean anything, Elena. You've always been so focused. I just worry.
I know. I get that.
You should have seen her at the front. When she was doing real work.
All right, that's it! Music off! Why did you make this little social call? What are you in for? Ilio can lecture me if she wants.
I'm not lecturing.
But haven't I done enough for you? Isn't this all enough
for me? I don't know what you're doing here, what part of the grand, glorious plan. But if you wanted to do something for me, we could use your help back on Earth. We're still barely holding on at the coast. I'm no closer to getting back to my home.
Standby mode, off. God damn it, Nema! It's your project that's been taking all my time. I know you want everyone beside you at the front, but doesn't this mean anything in comparison?
What do you mean, my project?
Fill the practice tanks. I don't sleep. I eat at that workbench right there. I don't... Ilio, okay. Okay, I don't exercise. And I haven't seen the sun in a week and a half.
How is this my project?
Who else would this be for?
You're not making any sense. How is any of this for me? I don't even know what you're doing.
You see that screen there? What does it say at the top of that work plan?
An automated system for the generation of a submerged floating tunnel between coastlines.
Do you think there's a lot of use for underwater robotics on the moon?
Wait, just wait a minute here. You mean the bots can construct this underwater the whole way across?
Not yet. That's what I'm working on. It's based on structures built along the North Sea, but those were fully tethered to one coast. Using the same structures to make a full passage, you have to think about anchors, lift and drag forces, environmental factors.
But it's possible, without having to fight our way across on the surface.
I hope. I'm doing everything I can.
I need you to tell me everything about this.
I thought for sure you'd knew about it. Neshwa must have. Here, sit down. The tanks take some time to fill, then you can watch the next fabrication trials. Do you want the music back?
Let me see your playlists.
Ilio, you'll stay and watch too?
Nima?
Busy.
Of course I'll stay. Maybe afterwards you could come and visit with us. You haven't seen the gardens in a while. We have a pond with a few water lilies.
Nymphaea cerealia? Okay, you've got me.
Nema, I'll talk you through what I was doing with the bots.
Our program is brought to you by Planetwide Media, broadcasting everywhere on Earth and across the moon. Tonight's spotlight sponsor is Madeley, pop icon, star of over 200 Sensoround productions, corrupter of youth. Download Madeley's latest release, Logistics Wrangler / Philosopher, through your Cortex app today.
Disconnected.
Well, let's pick it up again. I barely had a chance to introduce the topic of conversation. Do you think you could lend some technological expertise?
Comms isn't really my thing, but I'll take a look. How many ways are you routing this thing?
We do prefer back channels. We're not ready to announce our presence to the world.
You're going through the Arctic backbone to get your call to the Pacific.
And your suggestion?
Spoofing AES-256 encryption, about 100 different Cortex apps. Here, this should be more stable.
Call access restored.
That's what I said.
I'm surprised you don't have anything to say about that, sir. Monopoly should definitely be your game.
As long as I play the race car. We missed most of that, officer. Could you go over it again?
Seriously? It's all in my report anyway. Which is probably a lot more secure than a live call.
She's got a point.
But you should know, I was hilarious. To recap, I've been to every site now. We've still got people and places, but the Megas are rebuilding pretty fast. Here in Joko, you can barely tell the difference.
That is, unfortunate, but expected. 0 Day was only my first appearance on the scoreboard, taking down a few bosses while I built up my stats. Our next will be far more memorable.
If you say so.
We're in this race to win. There's no place or show.
That's the boss I remember. Does he mix his metaphors around you?
I can't even tell.
Just let it fly over your head. You're better off.
All right, now. The point is, we're making our way towards stage 2. And I wanted to put you together with Mick's slipstream here. The moon is still of prime importance to my plans. And you two speak the moon better than I could.
So should I...
Just a minute. Darling, are you recording all of this?
All calls are currently recorded. If you would like to change this setting...
No. Just mark this one down for transcription.
Wait. Did he bring that robot with him all the way from Rio?
I guess.
Okay, that's messed up, sir.
It's so far out of date. I don't think it can even learn.
Getting back to the point here.
Right. So, the rocket. You know about the rocket. The new one, that is?
That's the backup we'd started to put together?
There's still a lot of work to do. The structure is okay, propulsion units have been installed. We had some ideas for a better thermal barrier coating, but apparently there's not time this cycle for innovation.
This has been discussed.
We had the same problem.
We're working on a full retrofit of the guidance system, which was not designed for this. We're really kit-bashing this thing together. I think we can make it work, but it's going to take some time.
Breaker's heading that part up?
Right, they stuck around with, our side.
Lucky thing. They're the best. You've got all the reports from my go-around, all the test results?
That's been really helpful. We can't, do much testing now until we've got fuel.
That's being worked on as well.
So that's where we are right now.
I should be able to help with the fuel. The riders definitely owe me.
That would make a big difference.
I had to burn everything I owned after that crossing.
Just so we keep making progress. We're not the only ones with our eyes on the moon. Or ears.
You finally got that satellite thing figured out?
Not precisely.
Another archaic system. Laser communication would be much more precise. But none of the Megas ever wanted to put that much money into it.
That sounds so cool!
It is! You still need an intermediate module, but the wavelengths are a lot tighter. That lets
Regardless, we are working within the system that exists now. Communication is a high priority.
I'm surprised Payload hasn't found a way in from that end by now.
Or Adlai.
Right.
I think that covers most of the major points. Slipstream, I'm sure your team needs you. When you have further questions for Officer Daniels, you can coordinate those requests through me. Well, through my assistant.
The robot? Fine.
What group created? Adding Slipstream. Adding Officer Taylor Daniels.
There we go. I've been working on having them anticipate my needs. And you said they couldn't learn.
Nice meeting you, Officer Daniels. I'll, goodbye.
The robot. Really?
Never mind that, save your banter. Oh, stop call recording.
This call is no longer being recorded.
You haven't heard anything at all from the moon.
Who's going to call me?
I told Adlai about the comms rig you gave your scientist on Base Theta. Assuming she didn't blow the whole base, it might still be an option.
And if she did? What's your plan if they roll up and there's nothing but a big hole in the... Okay, the crater. Do they have enough supplies to keep going?
You know the answer to that. Supplies are the least of our problems.
You gave them the locations for your secret stashes?
I did not. But the bots I had you add to the rocket's cargo were appropriately programmed.
That's what those were for.
Among other things... Damn it, Daniels. We need the moon if we're going to keep this all together. I need to know who's awake and alive and what side they're playing on. And soon, before this whole tower I'm building falls apart.
I knew you'd bring it all back around to... Was that Jenga?
I'm glad your report sounded confident before.
I'm not sure that's how I meant it.
I need you to maintain that tone. I'm counting on you for a boost of morale within the team. I think I'm starting to lose them. I made some big promises, and we could use a few more X's in the win column.
You want me to travel the whole way back there?
Not exactly. But keep in contact. Keep encouraging them. We need to keep on track. Those goddamn Zino League reports put me back in the spotlight. We ought to keep an eye on that Barnett Bell. She knew my name. She knew my name. That's all the Megas need to put a bullseye on my back. They're rebuilding. That means they could be getting ready to come after me.
They don't know where you are. That should buy you some time.
For now. Darling, I need you to run another security scan. Physical and virtual.
Beginning a full scan of all environments.
Should have done that the minute Slipstream left the room. Where was I? Right. We've got to keep things together, and we have got to get established on the moon.
All right, keep it together. You heard them. Everything's being worked on. We'll get up there. And we know everyone who could have their eyes up that way.
Not everyone. I've got a source who's running bot scans over northern Africa, around where some of your free zone buddies were headed.
I thought you wanted to encourage that as an extra distraction.
Not if it turns out we're after the same property. Then I'll send them straight to jail. Do not pass go.
You forgot about the $200.
That's where I need you to be headed. I need you back on the inside. When you talk to your friends in the Riders, see how soon they can put you in that direction.
I can already smell the packet crates.
All right. This was subject T-45. Just stay still a moment. Okay. There. Now you're... Pardon me. You're 132 millimeters in length. And weight is 105 grams, which is down by 2.3 from last week. And I will be having a stern discussion with Dr. Boisseau. I don't know why Ash Winnie hasn't shut them down. Of course, she has made out very well in their wagers. Maybe Jackson could...
Edwin?
Chris. Hello.
I didn't expect to find you in the old lab.
Well, that's just what I'm counting on. I'm keeping my test subjects sequestered from the rowdier elements among the science crew. It was bad enough, you know, back when Dr. Day...
She did spend a lot of time attempting to cuddle the cuties.
Yes, indeed.
But I'm not here for me, Dr. Jest. Another colleague has arrived, and they were hoping to...
Ta-da!
Andy? They didn't tell me... I didn't even know you were on the way.
That was completely my fault. I wanted to surprise you.
Well, you succeeded.
You don't mind if I...
Of course.
God damn you, Dr. Just. Edwin.
I'll leave you two to catch up. Dr. Just can show you around from here. I'll just... bump into a workstation, I guess.
That was smooth. Rawr.
They're going through some things.
Oh, I got that. You two aren't.
Chris? No.
They are just your type.
Not here. Things are complicated enough as it is. Believe me. Here. Have a seat. So, well, I don't even know where to start from. What to tell you, or what to ask. So much, Andy. I can't even.
You? You can't even? You know what I went through. How many times I tried to...
I don't. No, I didn't even know you were awake
until... What do you mean you didn't know? You haven't listened to my messages? So many messages, Edwin. It was the only way I kept myself together.
Andy, I didn't get any messages. Nothing has been sent through.
I don't believe it.
What happened? Are you okay? Were you okay?
I don't believe it. Goddamn Maria Lengua. Goddamn McGurk. Of course they didn't send you anything. I can't even... I thought you knew everything, and I couldn't understand why. But where do I start? Where do I even try to start?
Oh, Andy.
Oh my gosh. Edwin, that's one of your test subjects?
It is. Sorry, I can...
I know it's not incredibly scientific, but... Could I just... You don't mind if I...
Oh, please. Feel free.
Hi there. Aren't you a perfect specimen of your phylum? Their little squishing sounds are so soothing.
I've noticed that as well. I'm so glad you're here, Andy.
Me too, Edwin. There is so much to say. Everything from what was in those messages, what's been in my head since they woke me up, this big plan, and getting here to Base Theta, and Dr. Ringling told me about those other science bros. I'll put them in their place for you soon enough, but first, I just need a minute so I can... I'm glad to be here, too.
Today's episode featured Danielle Ellett, Evan Tess Murray, Becca Marcus, Corey Sproul, Serena Rahal, Tom Zalatni, Dahlia Ramahi, Leslie Gideon, DJ Silvis, Robin Howell, Glory Duda, Christy Bolton, David S. Deer, Anjali Kunapaneni, and Dallas Wheatley. Written by DJ Silvis, Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Chikowski. Looking for more great audio fiction? So many of us started out in theater, and that legacy lives on in Starfall, a fantasy audio drama about a traveling acting troupe and their unexpected adventures.
Our executive producers are Sarah Mueller and Becca B., and our associate producers are Marty Chidorek, June Madeley, Timothy Lagrone, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robertkopp, and Linda Boyer. Today, we're shouting out Matt Daniels. Hi! Thank you guys so much for your support and helping and trusting us to bring this story to life. We love what we've done with it, and we can't wait for you guys to hear all the work the cast and crew has put in. And we hope you love it as much as we do.
And speaking of your support, everything helps, from leaving us a great review and subscribing on your podcast app of choice to sharing your feelings with us on Twitter and telling your friends about our show. For behind-the-scenes updates and early access to every episode, we would love to have you join us on Patreon. Visit us at monkeymanproductions.com to learn more, and to visit our store if you need an ensoyment sticker or a t-shirt featuring your favorite doggos. But beyond all of that, we are so glad that you're listening and sharing in this story with us. Thank you. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, Martha, look, the new season is coming. Get the snacks ready.
Okay, okay.
In a dangerous new world.
While we can see the helicopters coming in, it looks like the teams are arriving for this season of Soul Survivor.
Live action role players will fight.
I'm Sequoia.
Just go.
I'm Myrna.
Grand Chicken in.
We agreed to just call me Sky.
Name's Dale.
I'm Cole.
Hannah.
To Bill.
I need the feathers for my arrows.
Sequoia, maybe you need to grab some things.
To outsmart.
Oh my god.
Wow.
We'll look for him.
Not again.
To survive.
No, don't, no.
Facing Fate, Black Knight, available at facingfate.com and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, beginning June 14th.
I don't know if I want to live anymore. I just want it to end.
A Dumb Dragons production.